Hi, I tried calling you, but I couldn't get through to anyone at the office, so I'm just leaving a message. I'm just leaving a message really to follow up on the email that I sent to you with the PDFs attached about which sort of illustrate my proposal for the exhibition. But I've kind of had like a change of heart. I know it's sort of last minute. I know it's like it's in a few days, but I think I need to do something completely different, like a change of direction, for reasons that have come to light with me personally over the last few days, and some of the things I've experienced. I feel I need to respond to it in an adequate way for the show. So I'm just going to detail like an idea for a new piece of work, and if you could just tell me what you think of it, if you just get back to me, that'd be great. But I'll just, like I said, I'll just give a brief outline of my plan really for what is going to be like an installation inside in the main area of the space. So I've been really curious about kind of like the artist, the role of the artist as sort of someone you worship and people admire and look up to, almost kind of like as a god figure. I'm not comparing myself to a god figure or anything, but what I would like to do is, I mean, it's quite an involved idea, and there's a lot of materials, and a lot of raw emotion, and that I feel is going to radiate from this piece of work. I'm quite excited about it. Okay, so basically it's going to be, when you enter the space, it's going to be a laser, like a motion detector. So when people walk in, and they're going to have to walk in individually, so you're going to have an assistant there individually, so only allowing one person in at a time. And the duration of the time people spend within the space is going to be around sort of 40 minutes, and they can't leave the space as well. I need to add that just for anything. So there's a set of rules: no food and drink in the space, no animal, no pets or anything. There is disabled access, isn't there? So people with disabilities can get in, that's fine. But one person at a time, 40 minutes, they can't leave, whatever, they just can't leave the space. So if there's an emergency, I mean, contact me and I'll say if they can leave. But anyway, it's a laser tag. There's a motion detector when you walk through on the floor. Motion detector switches on the lights. Like, sorry, I should have said it's pitch black. Lights come on. Also, synchronized smoke machines. So you walk in, lights, boom, and smoke. You walk in there, you're thinking, what's going on? Where am I? I'm in the space. Yes, but what's going on? You walk in there and you're carrying on walking, and then all of a sudden the floor's moving. There's an artificial floor that's been put in, and it's kind of like wobbling. And it reminded me of a club in Brixton, I think, I never went to, but the floor was like on springs. So when you dance, you sort of moved around, and sort of very sort of sensory, so sort of moving around, but it's not spring, it's more like jelly, kind of like semi-hard jelly, and you're walking around, and there's all the smoke, and as the smoke clears, you're walking, and the lights are pulsating, it's like strobe light, and you're walking, and all of a sudden, it goes black, so it's pitch black, and then, 30 seconds later, lights come on again, but this time, spotlights from the ceiling, shining down, and they're shining down on a plinth, on a big marble plinth. So the marble plinth's probably about sort of 4 meters by 4 meters, in two sections, so it's like a step up. But the audience member is looking at the plinth, and on the plinth there's a giant chocolate sculpture of me. Sorry, of my face, and in front of them there's a button with a question mark. Now, if they choose to press this button, the heating comes on in the room. I don't, I need we need to find out a way of getting the radiators or the fans, whatever it is, the air conditioning, to be amped up massively. So when the heating comes on, my face starts to melt. And as it starts to melt away, underneath the chocolate, there is a metal sculpture, like a rendering of my face, which the chocolate is attached to. And I don't want white chocolate, I want brown chocolate, because it's sort of semi-critique on sort of the white male, but I don't want it to be any sort of perceived as like blackface or anything like that. I mean, I just like brown chocolate, but I don't want it to be too realistic. So brown chocolate, maybe put some nuts in it. I don't know, but I forget, you know, sort of like a semi-dark chocolate. Anyway, and there's a metal sculpture in my face. And the audience member, obviously, there is like, what the hell's going on? There's chocolate everywhere. Probably need to make a point of saying they can't eat the chocolate because with allergies, and I don't know the sort of the health and safety kind of, like, if it's going to be safe for them to eat the chocolate, you know, I don't want them to get sued or anything. So the chocolate's like melting away. There's this metal sculpture of my face, and it's going to be it's animatronic. So as soon as the chocolate goes, the mouth opens. And it says in like a robotic voice, not my voice, but like a robotic voice. It says, "What? I'm not sure. It's going to be one of two things. It's either going to say something like, who am I? Or who are you? I prefer sort of who are you, because it's sort of questioning the person's role within the space. And it's kind of like a futuristic statue, like the Easter Island, you know, sort of judging. That's what it's all about. It's like, who are you? Like, you're in my space. And then as soon as that finishes, it's going to be a time projections of clocks ticking. So on the left hand side of the gallery walls, it's going to be a clock going normal clockwise. On the other one, it's going anti-clockwise. Then the metal head is going to retract, go into the ground. And there's going to be like a trapdoor that seals over it, like that's going to seal over it. And at that point, a big exclamation mark is going to come down from the ceiling, and it's going to be made out of foam, I think, like a novelty. So it's all about joke, but the question is quite serious, like, who are you in this space? Time's going backwards, time's going forwards. It's sort of this non-sight where time doesn't apply, where me as a vision, as an embodiment, has disappeared. And all that's left is the audience member in there, covered with shitloads of melted chocolate everywhere. Haven't really worked out like how the chocolate's going to be cleared away and reconstituted in sort of a solid form. I mean, if you could get back to me some ideas on that, that'd be great. So it goes away, and the audience member is left alone. And I would quite like sort of Chopin Nocturne, I don't know, some kind of like melancholic, sad, but quite sort of uplifting, playful kind of music to be playing. And at the end, when that clears, I would like either a 7-year-old boy or a 70-year-old man to come in wearing a white robe through like Star Trek-y doors, kind of like, and they come in. So all this music's like, so it's all playing, you know, the audience is like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, I didn't sign up for this. But that's the trick. They did sign up because I had to sign a waiver. So there's absolutely no issue with that legally. You know, they signed up for it. So, and the old man or the young boy grabs the hand of the audience member and starts to walk away, guiding them, walking around the room, first clockwise, and then anti-clockwise, mirroring, of course, the projections of the clocks on the walls, which are still going. And all the time, the old man or boy is asking the audience member, who are you? Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? Repeated constantly, element of repetition, emphasis on the words. So all the time, the audience member is like, who am I? What's going on? Anti-clockwise, clockwise, and then through the doors, and that's it. That's going to take about 40 minutes. The timings haven't really worked out. I mean, the chocolate melting alone is going to take probably around sort of 20 minutes. That all depends on the quality of the heating, whether how strong it is. I haven't really understood the budget for this exhibition. I'm assuming you guys will cover it. The one thing I can give you as a 7-year-old boy or a 70-year-old man, you know, I've got my my younger cousin, he hasn't agreed, but he can do it, you know, he kind of owes me a favour. And the 70-year-old man is my friend's grandpa, you know, and I think he'll just be glad to do something, you know, be involved, meet some people. He's really senile as well, so I mean, you know, he won't really know what's going on, so that lad's sort of mysticism, but it's quite a big change from the painting I had of the postage stamp, but I mean, you know, needs must, you know, when the spirit of creativity takes you, you got to roll with it. But I'd love to hear what you have to say on it. It'd be great to really hear back from you in regards to it. Sorry for the short notice, it's a few days away. I know the show's on Monday and it's the weekend now, but I think it'll look great. I don't want to sell it. I'm not in it for the money. I'm all about the experience, as you know. you know, it's just what I'm about. So yeah, if you just let me know, you can reach me on this number or my email. And and if you can't get through to me, call my assistant. My assistant is kind of away at the minute, but I don't know. Just, you know, whoever, just call me on my office number, or this number, which is my mobile phone, and let's develop it, this idea more. Let's make this work, you know. I think it'll be fantastic, and thanks again for letting me be involved in the show, and look forward to hearing from you, so, yeah, cool, alright, cheers, bye.